You know what you want, and you know what to do, but a lot of us simply struggle to make the time to do it. We want to help you with this. Welcome to the Unhurried Living Podcast.
Again, welcome to the Unhurried Living Podcast. I'm Alan Fadling.
And I'm Jem Fadling. I'd like to share with you my current journey toward physical health, and I promise it circles back to our conversation today. For my whole life, I've had a wonderful metabolism. I could eat whatever I wanted and maintain my weight. I even ate junk food with no apparent repercussions. I realize this is nothing to brag about. It's just simply how I lived. Until about 10 years ago, things began to downshift. My metabolism slowed, and my gut wasn't processing the way it had for the years before. So I began the years-long up-and-down pattern of exercise and eating healthy. And I've done it all. Whole 30, counting calories, paleo, and more. And I've also had gym memberships, and I had a beautiful stint with Zumba, which really helped me greatly. But this last year, I found myself needing to get back on track yet again. Because the thing is, I haven't yet made a lifestyle change in the way I think and live a healthy physical lifestyle. I still tend to yo-yo. So I thought back through all of my eating plans and workout regimens and realized that one thing was missing. I was doing it alone. I already know about eating and exercise, so it's not a matter of knowledge. What I needed was the community aspect and a coach who would keep me on my toes and provide some inspiration. I connected with a friend who coaches, and now I'm part of a virtual group of women who are all at various levels in their health journey. We all participate in the same group theme, and we give each other virtual high fives in our own private group app. So my healthy choices now are simple and doable. And knowing that my coach sees me and wants to draw the best out of me inspires me to keep going. Even if I don't keep up every day, I can always slide right back into the patterns I have set up for myself, and I keep going. So like a good liturgy, the community carries me through. Now, I'm sharing this example with you because it's one reason we're starting an Unhurried Collective. Formally speaking, an Unhurried Collective is a transformative process that's an intensive combination of rejuvenating retreats, individual and group mentoring, and a vibrant virtual community that's available whenever you are. This learning collective of Christian leaders and influencers will connect with God and one another in 6 retreats over 2 years. But down in the nitty-gritty, it's about making space and time for the things that matter most to you, and having a community of people who are in the trenches with you, including us, Alan and Jem, and our colleague Matt Fogel as your mentors. Because you know what to do. You simply struggle to make the time to do it.
Now, we've been involved in curating retreats for communities of leaders for many years now. In fact, I was just on the phone earlier today with a pastor from the Midwest talking about ideas for a 2-day retreat for their large church staff. And I think it's fair to say that this is one of our favorite parts of the work we do. So an Unhurried Collective is a chance to mentor a leadership community in which we share what we've learned over the course of our own lives and what we've seen in our 25 years of working with leaders. For some of you, the missing component in your life and work may be this community aspect. We've seen that community with one another is rarely found directly. It's almost always the fruit of a deeper search in common, namely communion with God. So that's why we build into leadership retreats some unhurried time with God in solitude and in community. Now, for others of you, the missing component in your life and work may be a mentoring presence. We love sharing our lives with leaders, and we love helping leaders share their lives with one another. And there's great power in a design of multiple retreats over a stretch of time. This isn't one intensive experience, but it's a series of 6 retreats over 2 years in which you can get a chance to revisit some profoundly simple and deeply biblical values and practices. We've learned that in the first year, leaders get a more firm grip on their own hearts and their own relationship with God, even as they seek to engage their work in new and fresh ways. It's in the second year that practices are deepened and the ability to overflow begins to increase. This is why we walk together for this length of time. It's the difference between growing a squash and growing a sequoia. This kind of training in community is just about the most transformative experience we've seen.
So let's look again at our tagline. You know, we're called Unhurried Living, and underneath that, we always say rest deeper, live fuller, and lead better. So great influence begins on the inside in your soul, and learning healthy patterns of rest and work can transform your life, your daily influence. So an unhurried collective might be for you if you've ever asked yourselves any of these questions. So in the idea of rest deeper, I often feel like everything moves too quickly. Why do I so often feel more drained than energized? Can I find space for my soul to breathe? How do I incorporate true rest into my real everyday life?
Or how about these questions that sort of unpack live fuller? You know, I've tried to fill my life with achievements and possessions and recognition, and I feel emptier than ever. Where can I find fullness that lasts? And how can I live more connected with God, with others, and with my true self?
And in the idea of lead better, how can I step off the treadmill of mere busyness and make real, meaningful progress in my life and work? What would it look like to influence others out of the overflow of my relationship with God?
So maybe to get a little bit more specific, let us share with you a little bit of exactly what this unhurried collective is. So together, here are some of the things we're going to learn. We'll learn to manage time from the foundation of our true priorities.
We'll practice soul-filling experiences with God that fit who we are.
We'll lead from the central foundation of our engagement with God.
We'll look honestly at the distractions in our lives and we'll make discerning decisions.
We'll engage interactions and gatherings in ways that bring about transformation.
And we'll become more present in a busy, fast-moving world.
I think this is going to help us discern what true soul care looks like, not only for ourselves, but also for those that we lead.
Yeah, so let's get even more specific so that you really know what's going on here. Here's a little bit of how it works. If you were to be a part of the collective, you would receive on-retreat mentoring and training from me and Alan and our faculty.
You'd experience mentoring that's rooted in the ideas of my books, An Unhurried Life, An Unhurried Leader, and a book that's coming out in about a year that Jim and I are currently co-writing.
It would include lodging and meals at the Prince of Peace Abbey, which is in beautiful Oceanside, California.
It would also include a private online forum with Jim, with me, and with our faculty for strategic and transformative guidance in leadership and spiritual practices.
And there would be virtual co-mentoring and community between retreats where you'll deepen friendships with other leaders in your collective.
And the outcome of this two-year training is that you'll receive a certificate in unhurried leadership.
So an unhurried collective, our first one, begins February 4 through 7, 2019. And we'd love for you to register by December 15, 2018. And just so you know, another collective will not open up again until 2021. We're recording this podcast in early October. And as of this moment, we're about half full.
We would absolutely love to connect with you over this two-year period as you seek God for a sustainable way to live your life and to do your work. We'll walk with you and we'll cheer you on as you make your way, accomplishing the things that matter most to you.
Remember that in addition to this podcast, you can join thousands of other listeners who receive personal encouragement from us through our weekly newsletter. Get on that list now by going to unhurriedliving.com/connect.
And as always, we love connecting with more and more friends like you who want to rest deeper, live fuller, and lead better.